Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was a startling moment last night across Michigan when a cell phone alert and message hit everyone's phones telling us turn down the thermostats to 65 in order to conserve energy and avoid the need for shutoffs. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton is here to walk us through all of this. So, Tracy, what happened? Why did we all get this alert on our phones last night?
You have to trace it back to the original event, which was huge demand that morning for natural gas. And then, boom, at 10:30, Consumers Energy had one of their biggest compressor plants have a fire. And 60% of the natural gas that they send out is through that plant. And so they, during the course of the day, they were sending out press releases. They had, you know, a lot of automakers shutting down facilities to make sure there was enough natural gas. But by 10:30, it appeared that people hadn't done enough. And that's why we heard that alert. And we all heard it. I am not a Consumers Energy customer, but I got that alert as well.
And what did we hear from officials at Consumers?
So about the alert, we heard that it was a kind of a dire situation, a change in tone, really, from the beginning of the day, with CEO Patty Poppe basically saying, no, I need every single one of you to turn down your thermostat.
No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. And I need you to take action right now so that we can deliver enough gas for everyone to have some heat and to protect our most critical facilities like hospitals and senior citizens' homes.
Okay, there is a sense of urgency in her tone.
There is indeed.
What would have happened if companies, these automakers, hadn't agreed to stop production through this cold spell and if people wouldn't lower their thermostats?
It would not be good. Consumers Energy would be in the position of deciding who doesn't have natural gas. You know, so they can shut off a city, but then they're shutting off all the nursing homes and hospitals and other kinds of vulnerable care facilities that are in that city. So it would have been a very, very serious situation.
So where do things stand right now for Consumers?
Well, they have one of the three units at that compressor plant going. The other two, they don't want to start them up until they know what started the fire, because they don't obviously want to have it happen again. So they seem to think that if we keep our thermostats down, people, by the time it warms up tomorrow, we are going to be okay. And at some point, they're going to get that plant up and running fully again.
Now, DTE Energy has also put out a call to reduce electricity usage. How does that tie in with what's been going on with Consumers?
Well, it does and doesn't tie in. It's certainly because of the cold. So throughout the Midwest, you know, we have a lot of demand for electricity because of the cold. So many utilities like DTE are asking us, you know, don't run your dishwasher if you don't have to, you know, good excuse not to do the laundry, to conserve electricity. But DTE Energy also asked us to turn down our thermostats as well. And that's because the natural gas system is interconnected. And so the less natural gas that DTE Energy customers use, that frees up more to eventually get into the Consumers Energy system.
I think it's interesting that I think people didn't realize that there could be that kind of statewide alert that was not an Amber alert. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise.
I was very surprised myself. I thought I had put that story to bed.
So with this warm-up, it's stunning to think that we could be seeing 50 by Monday. Mm. So does that mean Consumers is out of the woods, or is there some long-range readjustment that might need to be made?
Well, Governor Whitmer has already said there is going to be an investigation. MISO, which is the grid operator for Michigan and the other Midwest states, is going to be, you know, analyzing the heck out of this. This was a perfect storm, and it's going to be a big learning opportunity, and things are going to change.
Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton, thank you so much.
Happy to be here.